a most significant day of many of the devotees in the room had the good fortune to meet Srila Prabhupada personally and to be touched by him. And even the ones who never met him personally have had the chance to hear about him and to learn from him and to follow him and to get the benefit in their lives. When Sri Prahlad concluded his talk about the importance of the day, somehow my mind thought of Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day. Columbus Day, I think it's October 14th. Anyway, Columbus Day celebrates Christopher Columbus, who supposedly discovered America. But what did he do? He also came on a boat, but what did he do? He came, he looked around, and he left. And he went back to Europe and told the people what he saw. And what did Srila Prabhupada do? He also came on a boat, but he brought, you know, the greatest treasure of Krishna consciousness and delivered it. So how much greater is Srila Prabhupada's contribution? And therefore the day should be remembered and celebrated. My humble opinion is that no one could have done what Srila Prabhupada did. There's one very nice devotee in Bombay named Krishna Chandra Das, Rishikesh Mafatlal. And he said that when he saw, he could not conceive of what Srila Prabhupada did until he saw the early films. There's some films from the early days in New York and San Francisco, not even done by devotees, because we didn't think of it at the time. Maybe we didn't even have the means, but there were some people who took interest in the movement and they made documentaries. There's one, Happiness on Second Avenue, that came to light after Prabhupada left the planet. And you see, you know, the people that Srila Prabhupada was dealing with and where he was living and where he was preaching, and it's inconceivable. I was also thinking this festival should go on for weeks. We should, like, read and discuss and watch videos and chant and read and discuss. But it is inconceivable. It is inconceivable. When Srila Prabhupada, anyway, there's so many interconnections also between all the stories, but anyway, Srila Prabhupada originally tried to establish his mission in India, in Jhansi, and he formed an association called the League of Devotees. And there was a nice facility, you'll see it in the movie, there was a nice facility that he wanted to get to start his mission there. And at the time, there was some politics connected with Kanhaiyalal Munshi, who was, at least at one time, he was the governor of Gujarat. And although the owner had agreed to give the place to Prabhupada, in the end he reneged because of the politics that involved Kanhaiyalal Munshi. So many years later, in 1973, Kanhaiyalal Munshi's wife, Lilavati Munshi, invited Srila Prabhupada and the devotees to Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, which was their institution. And what they really wanted to do was to sell Srila Prabhupada their printing press, because they couldn't manage it anymore. But at the same time, there was a conference being held at Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan about how Bhagavad Gita could solve all the problems of the world. And before the program was inaugurated, and they asked Srila Prabhupada to be the main speaker, Mrs. Munshi invited Srila Prabhupada and some of the other participants into her, like, some private area for, like, tea and talk. So she could not believe what Prabhupada had done. And she said to Prabhupada, "How did you do it? How did you do it? How could you get them to give up their ways?" And Srila Prabhupada brought some of us with him. And, you know, she said, "How could you get them to do it? How could you get them to wear dhotis and kurtas?" And I think she was even more, "How could you get them to wear saris?" She just couldn't believe it. And then all the other participants, they wanted Prabhupada, like, to be the chairman of the conference, which was to last for several days. But Srila Prabhupada was very preoccupied with Jugu at the time, and he didn't really want to spend the time at the conference. So he agreed to sort of inaugurate the first session. But one of the other participants, who's also some sort of spiritual leader from India, was saying, "You know, Swamiji, you are the only one who can lead us. You must take the lead. You know, you are the only one that can lead us." And Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes, I may be the only one who can lead you, but are you prepared to follow me?" And then Mrs. Munshi, you know, asked that, "Well, now you're here, but what will be the future of your movement after you leave?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "The future of my movement will be very bright, as long as my disciples follow my instructions." And because she was of that generation, and her husband especially, of the freedom fighters with Gandhiji. And Prabhupada said, just like Gandhiji had so many programs, but after he left, Nehru and the others did everything different from what he wanted. So what could Gandhiji do? So Srila Prabhupada said that, yes, if they do follow my instructions, the future of the movement will be very bright. Of course, sometimes Srila Prabhupada understated his position and his powers, and I believe he did so there too, because it's not, yeah, maybe if Nehru and the others went against Gandhiji, what could Gandhiji do? But we believe that, you know, Prabhupada can intervene, and he does intervene when required. But even though what Srila Prabhupada did is so extraordinary and inconceivable, there were people, maybe there still are, who tried to sort of minimize Srila Prabhupada's achievement in going to America and establishing Krishna consciousness. And they would say, you know, we could have done that. people would say, we could have done this. So Srila Prabhupada told a story of Christopher Columbus. that after Christopher Columbus went to America and came back to Europe, the Queen Isabella of Spain, or whoever, you know, had a big banquet. And people were saying the same thing about Christopher Columbus, that anyone could have done it. You know, what's the big thing? Anyone could have done it. And Christopher Columbus had heard the talk. So he stood up at the banquet and he said, you know, who can, with a fork, just a fork and an egg, who can make the egg stand up straight on the table? I guess maybe there were eggs at the banquet. So, nobody could do it. Nobody could do it. And Christopher Columbus took the egg, took the fork, tapped the end of the egg and made it flat, and stood it up on the table. And everyone said, oh, we could have done that. We could have done that. And well, but you didn't. You know, I did. So, Srila Prabhupada told the story in response to the people that were saying of his achievement, you know, we could have done that, you know. And whether they could or not, I don't know. I personally believe that only Srila Prabhupada could have done what he did, but whether they could have or not, they didn't. Srila Prabhupada is the one who did it. And therefore we're all eternally indebted to him. To the extent that giving our lives and souls is not enough. But with whatever we have, at least we should serve him, but after life and eternally. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.